USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case could be in the hands of a jury as soon as this afternoon, following closing arguments which are getting underway. The former Trump campaign chief resting his case yesterday, his lawyers never called any witnesses. Manafort facing 18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. The United Nations reporting that it believes 20,000 to 30,000 ISIS fighters remain active in Iraq and Syria. The UN report says although many of the terrorist group's fighters, planners, and commanders have been killed in recent years, there are still thousands that are fully engaged militarily. While ISIS forces were defeated in all of Iraq and most of Syria last year, the report warns a reduced covert version of ISIS could survive in both countries. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama,
this is a bad time to be coming down off of that high,
comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The Democratic nominee for governor of Vermont based on yesterday's primary in that state making history, Christine Hallquist, is the first transgender governor nominee of a major political party.
So I think we should be talking about all marginalized communities. You know, there's a systematic attack, and it's going to start with the most marginalized of the communities. So the fact that our president has gone after the transgender community is no surprise, and I think everybody should be afraid.
She'll face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott this November. Scotland Yard says a British citizen originally from Sudan is the suspect in yesterday's apparently deliberate car crash outside London's Parliament building. Officers arresting the 29-year-old man after he ran into some bicyclists before then crashing the car into a security barrier. The Pentagon's announced that it's going to double the number of Marines stationed in Norway by the end of this year. Moscow immediately says the plan is unfriendly. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A fatal industrial accident on Walt Disney World property in Florida under investigation. Orange County Sheriff's deputies say a 61-year-old man died early today after falling into a vat of oil at an energy facility near Disney's Animal Kingdom. They say he and a coworker were emptying oil and grease byproduct from a semi-truck when the man slipped and fell into that vat. At least 39 people now said to have been killed when a big section of a bridge collapsed in Genoa, Italy yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The accident happened during a time of high traffic and during a torrential rainfall. When the bridge gave way, the vehicles that were going across it plunged 300 feet to the ground below, and they were then crushed by the debris. Also, there were buildings underneath the bridge, and they too were smashed from the concrete and asphalt. I'm Wendy King.
And the CDC says it's now keeping its eye on a measles outbreak that covers more than 20 states. The health agency saying 107 people have come down with measles. The CDC says this year's total is likely to be higher than last year when it recorded 118 cases. Measles spreads through the air when infected people cough or sneeze. Symptoms show up 10 days to 2 weeks after a person is exposed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.